In the afternoon's breaking international news, North Korea threatening to pull out of the upcoming summit between President Trump and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang also canceled high-level talks with South Korea this week. This is in a rift over planned military exercises involving the United States and South Korea. Mr. Trump and Kim are scheduled to meet in Singapore, as we know, June 12th. Early reporting, this is a bolt out of the blue for White House officials, State Department, and Pentagon. And live we go to CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons. Mike, what do you make of this breaking news?
You know, Alan, I think this is all about what's the start point of these negotiations are going to be and what's the price the United States now is going to pay. I think Kim Jong-un feels he's made two concessions with the release of the hostages as well as the destruction of his nuclear testing site. So I think this is all about early negotiations. I mean, the two exercises that he's complaining about have been going on for the last 15 to 20 years, Fall Eagle and Max Thunder. They have international observers. They don't threaten North Korea. And he's used this excuse before.
He's testing President Trump, seeing if President Trump acquiesces or not?
I think so. I mean, and President Trump has been, you know, high on expectation for something to happen, but also low on the expectation as to whether the deal, whether the summit even happens or not. So I think that this is just all part of what's, you know, the beginning process of this negotiation that will take place in the coming weeks. And we're going to find out what concession, what will the United States do? What will the United States promise before the meeting?
Do we find out here which leader wants the meeting more?
I think that's another point. But you also know that this meeting, the announcement comes out in conjunction with the U.S. and China negotiating over trade. So that could have something to do with it as well. Perhaps they want some concession from the Chinese. I think Donald Trump would walk away from it. I don't think he feels that emboldened to at this point, which would be a setback. But I think he feels he set that expectation in that.
Your prediction, meeting or not?
I'm saying meeting's still going to go. They'll figure something out. The fact that Pompeo's been there, has a relationship with Kim Jong-un, the question is what's going to be the United States pay in order for this to happen? Are we going to write a check? Are we going to make some concession before the meeting?
Still, it's got to be a shock. I mean, at least early reporting from the White House, so they were dumbfounded, didn't know this was going to come down.
And it's their position that it hasn't changed because they haven't received formal notification. This is reports that are coming from North Korea. So from their perspective, they're still trying to work through that the validity of the whole thing.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Mike Lyons, CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major, live.